When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Day Wednesday, Lori and Julia show, My Talk 107.1, everything entertainment, and we'll get that Madonna video posted very quickly if you want to take a look at that. It's 6 minutes and 40 seconds long, and she goes from a black eye patch to a white eye patch at some point in there. All sorts of costumes.
I hope not very many people download that. It's like 16,000, that's very little.
Yeah.
Very, very little. All right, let's do it.
Now, these two are going to show how Jeopardy should be played. or not. All right, here we go. Is Julia with us?
I am.
Okay,
barely.
There we are.
No, I'm trying to do that other thing called, social media. All right, let's go.
Okay, here we go. It was Indiana Jones' main weapon.
What is the bullwhip?
That's right. Yes, sorry. Whoops.
Did you hear how I got it? What is and everything?
Yes. Woo! The whip, of course. Good job. Julia gets a point for that one. She played the best friend of Sarah Jessica Parker in Girls Just Want to Have Fun.
Who is...
I don't remember.
Oh, I
movie.
Know this. Who is...
No idea.
She's an Oscar winner.
Yeah, I know.
Who is Annette Bening?
Nope.
No.
Who is...
Somewhere around the same age.
Who is Julia Roberts?
Nope. Good guess. Nope.
I have that video still, the DVD, VH1 video at the cabin.
A movie it's, off of the song?
No, you have no idea. It's the cutest movie.
It is?
It's such a cute movie. I'm going to say
Marissa Tomei. Who is Marissa Tomei?
No, good guess.
That was
guess.
A really good one, though, Lori. All right, give us her initials.
HH.
Who is Hillary?
Baldwin.
No.
Who is Helen Hunt?
Yes,
oh,
Helen
Lori,
Hunt.
Good one. That
Helen
was a deep...
Hunt.
Deep cut.
Yeah, that was a deep cut. All right, here we go. Let's go to music. London Calling.
The Clash. Who is The Clash?
Yeah, that's right. The Clash did London Calling.
The album cover is an homage to Elvis Presley's green and pink and white album cover, one of his first albums.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Good
you know,
for
if you,
you
ever
honestly.
Look at it, the green and pink with the white lettering,
yeah.
That was The Clash because they loved Elvis and they loved that album. Oh. It was kind of a...
Yeah. Another music one for you.
Okay.
1987, the year, Fight for Your Right.
To Party.
Who are the Beastie Boys?
Yeah. Yeah,
Beastie Boys. That's the answer I was looking for. Okay, the Beastie sorry. Boys. Okay, maybe a little tougher with this. On the 1984 film, The Karate Kid, the name of his martial arts instructor...
Dr. Vu.
Mr. Kobayashi or Mr. Miyagi.
Yes, Mr. Miyagi is correct. Mm-hmm.
Kobayashi is our hot dog eating champion.
Ralph Macchio was on shows this morning about something he's doing. He looks the exact same.
He's got a TV show, Cobra Kai?
Yeah, something like that.
A TV show, something like that?
Yeah.
All right, here's the last one. In the movie from 2008, Thriller, the movie Taken. Mm-hmm. What was taken from Liam Neeson?
His daughter.
Oh, kid, daughter. You both got it right. Yes. So, a very good showing today.
I said his daughter, which was more specific.
It is
so
more
I
specific.
Get the
no,
points.
You're not, because we gave you Helen Hunt.
We always have help, Julia. Either way, I beat
you.
Yeah.
Won.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you won.
It was
but
a good
if you
showing
win
all around.
By 2 points or 1 point,
right.
It's up to you. What makes
right.
you feel better
doesn't
today?
Matter. Doesn't
Your
matter.
Choice.
All right.
Winner, chicken dinner.
I want to pose this question. It was posed on Andy Cohen's show last night as a result of Watch What Happens, or Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. But I think it is a valid question. I was as horrified as Kyle Richards. So Camille asked Kyle Richards to be a bridesmaid. And Andy posed the question, is it shady for Camille, or I say anyone, to make your bridesmaids wear cap sleeves?
Yes.
Yes.
Especially when you're over 21.
If you're over the age of 10.
Cap sleeves do something horrible to a woman's arm.
Yeah, you
it
look
cuts
like a
it
sausage.
Off. It just is the worst thing ever, and yes.
And Camille, you are 50, getting married for the second time. in Hawaii, why in the world would you pick dresses with cap sleeves?
I'm not liking her as much as I used to.
Oh, no. She's
gone way down.
Yep. I'll tell you what that is. That's a bride who wants to make sure she's the best looking one there. That's the only reason you'd put anyone in cap sleeves. You want to make sure all eyes on you.
I was like, wow. And
the audience overwhelmingly agreed.
No, I know. It's something. I thought that was something that she did that. I just thought, wow.
It's not even that. I always feel that's a little girl look.
A cap sleeve should have never been invented.
Invented, yeah.
There's nothing, no winning with a cap sleeve.
Yeah.
Cuts everything off.
And I would say that, you know.
Short sleeves, there's no winning.
It depends on how it's cut.
Yeah.
Definitely that little cap sleeve.
It goes like, right across your shoulder blade, right below it. And it's just, I mean,
Kyle
your shoulder.
Was just indignant.
I know.
I would have never said yes if I'd known she was going to make me wear a cap sleeve.
I kind of love that. So last night on Real Housewives, you know, I do not like Camille Grammer anymore.
Yeah. She's.
And I feel kind of the same about Lisa Vanderpump. She's being a baby.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like her either.
Yeah. Who do you like?
Well,
Did you like seeing Boy George and Billy Idol backstage at the Greek Theater?
I did see that part.
Hysterical.
Uh-huh. What has Billy Idol done? I think he got his eyelids done.
He's done everything, Lori. Mm-hmm. He's done everything, but still there's something about him.
Yeah.
And Boy George I thought was delightful. What was the big fight? Oh, KG or whatever his
PK.
Name.
PK. He's a pot stirrer, just like Lisa Rinna is a pot stirrer.
Those two are pot stirrers.
But I keep waiting for someone to bring up, but it's never going to be brought up. All the money owes the Bellagio.
Well, I know. Why wouldn't they bring that up?
Because at least we've had two whole episodes about the dog. But, you know, I think that the ladies are really being biatchy to Lisa Vanderpump. I'm sorry. But I think people should be kinder to other people when you've had a loss, when your brother has died of an accidental overdose. And then
I think it's just gone on so long now.
Well, no, this was all filmed last year or whatever. I don't know. I'm still Team Lisa, 100%.
You are.
Oh, absolutely. I love her and Jiggy and Ken and, you know, Ken, Jiggy and I. And now you have the same hair. We all have blonde mop tops.
Mm-hmm. Basically. Mm-hmm.
Basically. Mm-hmm. Same kind of the shade of blonde.
Yeah.
It works.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, listen, we come back. It's time for Random Thought.
You know, I saw this story the other day. Did you ever notice that? You know, sometimes I wonder what would happen if...
And now, Julia's Random Thoughts.
He looks like that puppet. I don't know. He's had cheeky implants. It's just random. That's all it is. Okay, people.
Okay.
Okay, lady. Okay, according, you know, we were just talking about Lisa Vanderpump and Beverly Hills Housewives and kindness. Here's a true fact that a lot of problems in the world would disappear if we talked to each other instead of talking about each other.
Bingo.
Mm-hmm. I just came across that and I thought, wow. And then this is another one that I thought is another reminder to go into stores. Due to the release of endorphins, shopping can help you relieve pain, reduce stress, and boost your self-esteem. Mm-hmm. Just shopping, going in stores.
Mm-hmm. I can honestly say I've never, even if my feet have been swollen, hurt, anything, if I'm shopping and I'm loving it, I don't feel a thing.
You don't feel a thing.
It's true. It's so true.
I know. I like that. All right. So I came across this story about the giant potato in Idaho that has been turned into an Airbnb. And you can rent it for $200 tonight. If you follow us at Lori Julia on Twitter, we posted it. And how, you know, we've all maybe dreamed about living inside. I don't know what kind of house. I was in a dirt house, a mole house, you called it, because it was built in a hill once.
Right.
But a potato is something, you know, we haven't thought about before. No. But... a giant potato measuring 28 feet long, 12 feet wide, and 11.5 feet tall was originally created by the Idaho Potato Commission to promote French fries and potatoes. You know, it's all about the potato.
There's no eyes. You can't see out of this thing.
No. After touring for 6 years, this giant potato on the back of a truck, the potato commission was at a loss of what to do.
Yeah.
Then a small home developer, Christy Wolf, got in touch with the idea to turn the potato into the Giant Potato Hotel.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. It's not that big. It's not that big. And there are no eyes. How do you see out?
No, there's a door.
For $200
a night. And the potato sleeps too, with one queen-size bed. There's a small bathroom, a kitchenette, a fireplace, air conditioning with millennial pink accents and houseplants aplenty.
Oh, I see that.
It's Instagram. This is a selling point. It's Instagrammable inside and out.
Yeah, it's in the middle
and
of
they
nowhere.
Plant it in a huge field in the Ojai Mountains.
What a great time to be alive. Ojai?
Yeah.
Is it O-J-A-I?
Or? No, it's O-W-Y.
Oh, okay.
Oh, I don't know how to pronounce it.
In South Boise, Idaho. Mm. So if you want to get a hold of that, it's the Giant Potato.
It's sour cream and chive turndown service extra.
That's clever. I like that. Plenty of dates open in June, everybody.
It's only $200 a night.
I just think that's so funny. Actually. There's quirky places you can find to sleep. Okay, so Game of Thrones is everything.
Yeah.
Everything. But when HBO first started Game of Thrones and they were looking for marketing partners to spread the lovely word of GOT, Game of Thrones, they had such a hard time even describing what it was and getting partners.
Hadn't anybody read the books? Or they didn't have the... I mean, those books have been successful.
They just had a hard time, but now they can't... their phones are ringing off the hook at HBO. Thousands of products are for sale around the world, inspired by Game of Thrones.
Yeah, we know about the wine.
We talked about the wine.
What else?
Let's see. They also have makeup, beer, toy collections, high fashion collaborations.
T-shirts, of course, clothing.
Of course, clothing. Yeah, yeah. They are doing tours, popular tours. The Game of Thrones tour filming in locations in Croatia, Ireland have boosted small local economy.
Iceland, too.
Iceland, Northern Ireland, for an example, has become a big thing.
Malta.
Let's see, 40 different countries are buying the wine that has been out for 3 years, actually. And Adidas has the X Games shoes, tennis shoes that people are buying. Fashion Designs with John Vavatos. But it's a big deal. Big deal. GOT. And here's something else about it. You know how I remember this from Pirates of the Caribbean 2, the second one. Mm-hmm. It was so dark you couldn't see it. I remember complaining about it to you guys.
Mm-hmm. I vaguely remember you complaining. I put it in the stack of one of the many weird things you complain about.
Well, when you can't see a movie, it's not that enjoyable. So here's what's going on with Game of Thrones is they are now only lighting it with candles because it's supposed to, you've noticed scenes are really dark and hard to see. It's all up to the cinematographer.
Hasn't it always been like that?
No.
Unless they're outside.
Nope. They used to use some lighting in interior. And Robert McLaughlin, the cinematographer, said he just now, they've made it dark.
I'm glad.
Dark.
I'm glad.
You're glad it's dark?
Yeah, because so what? Who cares? I mean, it doesn't matter, really, because when you are in a cellar, a crypt, it really should not be lit up like a kitchen. It helps set the mood, the tension, you know, the scariness.
But it's hard to see the tension. That's the scariness.
I've never heard you complain about not being able to see
this. Oh, I turn up the brightness.
Yeah,
so I can see
better. Well, there you go, Julie. That's what you can do. Yeah, you can turn up the brightness.
Well, I'm not even complaining. I'm just saying this is an article out today about they're specifically not even lighting anything but candles.
Good.
All right, fine. Yeah. Well, that one you like, too. Yeah. I'm going to try to really get you with this one, then.
Okay.
Cotton Candy's Cap'n Crunch is coming this summer.
Mm-hmm. I love Cap'n Crunch, but need to mess with the original flavor?
Well, they always have to come up with something marketing. Because when you think about it, Cap'n Crunch was one of the first brands to really go off having Crunch Berries, having the peanut butter crunch before Cheerios did it, before the damn seeds did it, before Pickles did it. I mean, before everybody, Cap'n Crunch was the original.
I didn't know that.
But now they have cotton candy is going to be happening this summer. If you couples who sleep in separate beds have better sex, 2,000 people were surveyed and sleeping apart in
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
Separate beds leads to better quality of sex because...
People sleep better.
They when someone snores too much, It disrupts your sleep. When someone moves too much, it disrupts your partner's sleep.
I wonder if Casey's going to make me move to another bedroom when I have my after I have my surgery.
He won't be able to move at all, and it'll bug you if he moves.
Maybe I want to move because it'll be more comfortable. I'm glad I've got an option.
You do have an option.
The options are good.
But people just say it's don't worry about it. It's nothing to be ashamed of.
Is the downside being the one that has to get up and move?
The one who's sick, I always think, should move.
Sex, who somebody has to say, no, I got to go get up and move somewhere else.
Well, someone usually does have to get up anyway.
Yeah. To pee, at least.
Yes, at least.
Get a snack.
If you're into that.
Yeah.
Get a snack.
Maybe a towel.
Yeah, right, exactly.
You know.
Good Lord.
Well, there's a lot
you
of...
asked, Donnie.
I'm just saying, these are all the things that would, you know... would come up.
Did you mean to do that good bad pun?
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Okay. So, another Game of Thrones thought. If you want to buy Gosford's Castle in County Armagh in Northern Ireland, Danny, how did you say it?
You said it right. That's the Gaelic pronunciation.
That's what I thought. Because I am speaking Gaelic hours.
And what this castle was what in Game of Thrones?
It was the House of Tully.
House of Tully in the series.
I remember.
It looks like a castle.
Yeah.
Looks like a castle, but it was originally in 2006. It was $505 million was invested in renovating the property. It was used to accommodate World War II troops and prisoners of war. It's been run as a hotel. It now is available for $650,000.
All right. Get castles cheap. Don't let Nicolas Cage know.
No, I know. He has a hard time paying for the castles. All right. So other things that are happening.
I still am just like stuck on that Game of Thrones is that they're using candle for light.
Well, and I'm stuck on how bitchy you were about it. My God, I don't care. It's so hard to see, Lori. That
but Johnny gave you the solution.
But
you
I'm can just turn talking about for other people. Work. No, they really.
Of all the things I've heard anyone ever say about Game of Thrones, that complaint doesn't even make the top 1,000.
This isn't my complaint. I'm reading an article cinematographer wants to know how good he is that they're doing
good.
Everything natural.
He's very,
that was
very
the point
good.
Of the.
But yeah, you were like, oh no, it is too dark. I can't see. I can't see.
What's happening?
Well, Pirates of the Caribbean 2, you couldn't see if you had a bad TV.
Here we go again.
Here we go. Clever, because we heard from our 24-year-old Wisconsin man who won the biggest Powerball.
How about that?
How about that?
And I'm not going to buy anything too outrageous, but, you know, Some big stuff.
We got this story. Here we go. This is from ABC.
This morning, a 24-year-old is a mega millionaire after winning the $768 million Powerball jackpot.
I simply just can't believe that an ordinary guy like me could ever win the Powerball.
Manuel Franco bought the winning ticket at a Wisconsin gas station in March.
I honestly felt so lucky that I did look up at the camera. And I really wanted to wink at it because I just had that lucky feeling.
His gut wasn't exactly wrong.
I think it was the third ticket. I did win $4 and I was super excited about that. It doesn't happen very often.
Several zeros short of winning the big thing, Franco, who says he's been buying lottery tickets since he was 18, figured he would try another time until...
I see that last ticket come out. It was still attached to the other one. And I'm thinking, oh my God, like no way. I go straight to that Powerball number and I look at it and it matched.
Now a millennial millionaire.
I pretty much never showed up for work again.
Franco says he's going to be responsible with his new millions.
I'm not a big guy that's going to go buy fancy stuff. Like, well, of course, I might go buy fancy stuff, but nothing like... Nothing too big.
Yeah, we'll see how fancy. Well, Franco says he and his girlfriend bought two other tickets for the same lottery, but that those tickets were not the winners. So it's unclear this morning whether he's going to share his new riches.
Yeah, he's walking away with $377 million in cash after his taxes.
Oh, right. My gosh.
He just didn't go back to work.
No.
Yeah.
I know. That's always something you talk about. Would you show up?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't.
This is good to know.
I mean...
Well, now we have to find somebody to fill in.
I know, that would really make a lot of people on the building.
I'd have to be a regular lottery buyer ticket. But yeah, I mean, but like a regular person that's got a regular 8-to-5 job, why the hell would you keep working? You know?
Maybe some people like their job.
Even if you do like it, you'd be hounded by your coworkers for money. You have to start all over and just start afresh. All those people... Remember when I did this for you? You'd just be, it's just easier to walk away.
Do you really? Lori, you are in a mood today.
I'm just saying that people would be pestering you. He's 24, so we don't know what his job is, but he's just on his way in whatever his career is. You just know the guys at the bowling alley or wherever he works. We'll be hitting them up, or the gals.
Look at you
the for the money. I'm just saying.
The guys at the bowling alley.
Or the factory, or wherever he works. I'm just saying, you know, he's 24. No one has, like, their dream job at 24. Very few of us. I mean, did you have your dream job? I guess I did in the sense that I was spring break trip director for 3 months.
I was having fun.
Yeah, having fun, but... You know, it totally made sense that he's like, yeah, I just didn't even go back.
He was with his mom and he's got a girlfriend. I wonder how long they've been going out. She's like, hanging on to that.
Yeah.
He actually seemed like a nice kid. He seemed like such a nice kid. He seemed like, you know, just kind of Midwest sensibilities. Like, I'm not going to go buy anything big, but I bet he does.
Yeah, I bet he does too.
Yeah. So congrats to him. And it was at a Speedway, which are the new SAs, which can I just take one more spot down? Can I go on a little tangent?
Oh, boy.
About
as long as it doesn't have anything like
it's not
the level of outrage that you had about the candles.
I didn't even have outrage. I was reporting. It's too dark.
But you were agreeing. It's too dark.
That's outrage when you're agreeing.
Well, it is.
Okay, so here's the deal that so Speedway has taken over for Super Americas. Okay.
Took over for 7-Elevens.
Right.
If we wanted to
go back.
Go back.
So when they came to town, they're a national company. They have video machines when you load your car with gas that are speaking, are telling you all the latest events, are so loud. And in the winter, when it was frozen here, they would go, wah, 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 wah. And now when I was talking to my, because I go into one, I have two on my way to work, and they're my gas station. And I get coffee there a lot. And so I went in and they have all these new coffee things where you push a button and it's brewed fresh for you and blah, 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 blah. Nice. But it always tastes like it's burnt. And so I'm like, I had to pour out a cup. I'm trying to figure out how to work with it. And so apparently, and then I went into Holiday and they had the same machines because I just thought it was Speedway's. And apparently it's so hard to find people to work at the convenience stores that they, because making coffee all the time takes so much labor.
Right.
So now I know why
did
we have gone.
Did you actually ask somebody this?
No, I did. I
Go ahead, confess to us. Tell us.
Okay, people complain three times a day.
Okay, that was
and this
one
was
of yours.
2 days ago.
Okay,
actually, it was a while back.
Okay,
because the
I just like wouldn't even buy coffee there if it bugged
well,
me.
You wouldn't.
Yeah,
but it's convenient for me.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
What's
I
the
live
point
alone.
Here?
I no, I was just saying that
what
it's
does that have to do with anything?
Live alone? Oh,
she doesn't want to brew a big pot of coffee. I don't really know. Yeah.
Has anybody else noticed this? Or how are you dealing with not being able to get a cheap cup of coffee at a convenience store?
That's what this was about?
Yes.
Pretty much. But I want people to know why they put in those coffee machines. No.
Play that song.
Play it, Donnie. Windmills on my... But I just want people to know why those are in the stores.
You asked.
Of course I did.
Yeah.
For the people.
First, the call to Woodbury.
I didn't
this.
Call the Park and Recs about it, which I could have.
Yeah.
But I did ask because it's a big, big change. And I thought, wow, is this an upgrade? Oh, contrary. It's an investment in the future where people are, you know.
Okay.
All right.
There you go, fellow people who have been wondering why you have to drink bitter coffee now.
No,
don't
know.
Be bitter about it and complain.
All right.
I already have, and it did no good.
It didn't go, yeah, I'm sure the person was just like, you'll never guess what somebody said to me at work today. Retail workers, you know, they've got the most stories, probably. Them wait staff.
I was one. I just, but the lady was really nice.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So there you go. Well, we were talking about convenience stores, because the Speedway was where the lottery ticket was won. So
that's
that just
right.
It did,
it's all coming back together
okay.
now.
Okay.
For the millennial millionaire. Jeez. Okay.
That was a long way
it
around.
It does feel good, though, that somebody young wins it. Because
absolutely.
Sometimes, like, you know, somebody's, like, older, 76, and you go, oh, that's going to be great for their kids or whatever. But, like, wouldn't it be great to win the lottery, like, when you're at
you're
the
young.
Beginning of your life?
Yes.
Basically.
It would be.
I hope we don't read about him in People magazine 10 years from now where he's gone through all the money.
Yeah. I this honestly, me too. Or in a Leanne Moriarty book, remember? The Nine
right.
Perfect Lives?
Yeah.
The people blew through all their money.
Yeah.
All right. That.
Okay. So last night was the Time 100 and
celebration.
It's all the random assortment of people who made the Time 100 most influential, and they have a big gala, blah, blah, blah. And we posted the whole red carpet, and Taylor Swift was there. She performed, and whatever is happening, you know, she's committed to pastels. And,
yes, she
and
is.
Last night, her gown, it was a Prada gown, and it was pink and kind of yellow, so very Easter eggy. And they, the editors, the old dude editors at Time Magazine, think Taylor is the most important person in music.
I would not agree with that.
I put
maybe
Beyonce
she was the one who was willing to show up
no,
for the gala.
No, that isn't it. That's not how Time Magazine, that's not how this one works. That's like People's
make,
Choice Awards.
Didn't she make... Well, I feel like it might be the same.
No, it's not.
Didn't Taylor Swift's concert make the most money last year over everybody else?
Yeah.
So it would make sense that she would be named.
All right, fine. But
that's
anyway.
What I'm giving it.
This dress, I would like to know what you thought
well,
of it.
Well, I sent this to Donnie last night.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's like a strapless dress that has these puffy sleeves that start like right above the...
They're sleeve cuffs.
Sleeve cuffs. And then she sort of got this very pretty sort of braid, like a tiara. It's very princessy. I kind of thought it was pretty on
same,
her.
Lori.
And then when she performed, she took off the puffy sleeves.
And here's what I think about the puffy sleeves accessory. This is a dynamite thing for a gal who's too hot in the summer and wants to cover her arms. BYOP sleeve. Bring your own puffy sleeve. I love this.
Okay.
I sent it to Donnie and I thought she looked lovely.
Yeah, I did
she looked,
too.
It's
sorbet
so
colors even kind of worked, that pink and that yellow. But
I
it
thought
was
she
all,
looked lovely.
It was all kinds of people dressing all
and
kinds
Sandra
of ways.
And Sandra Oh in her bang game.
Oh, that bang game.
She looks like she's 200 years old.
It's not a flattering hairdo.
No, it really
that she's
isn't.
She's got going on. The dress was all one lady showed up in a sheer thing with her nipples showing. Other people were just like they were going to a business dinner. Other people were like Hollywood premiere. It was sort of all over, but it was kind of a
someone
fun
just
gallery.
Came up. It's really fun to look at because it's everything. Amelia Clark in her red.
Red.
She's.
That was a Dior, which looks like a million other Diors we've seen, but it's very pretty on her.
Because she's so pretty.
Yeah.
I mean, her personality is so lovely in the way she's lovely.
Yeah.
It's fun. It's a fun red carpet because it's kind of wearable stuff and it's a little different.
Yes, it is.
And did you like The Rock in his
brown
corduroy, double-breasted?
He's too big of a man to wear that thick of material.
I thought so too, Lori.
Yeah,
he looks like a bear.
He looked like a reject from a 1970s Cosmo Esquire joint modeling venture. All he was missing was the cream turtleneck.
He had a cream turtleneck.
Oh, he did. Okay.
It was a dickie. Because it's too hot to wear the full sleeve.
Whoever talked him into that outfit, big men just do not need to be wearing.
It's crushed velvet. And it's a dusty color. It's really ugly.
Yeah, it is.
Because he's too good looking.
He is.
Yeah, whoa. We talked him into that. I was just thinking,
isn't it bad?
That's not good.
It looks like it's literally straining.
Yeah, I'm gonna post that on Instagram and say.
The 70s called it wants its suit back.
There you go, Donnie. All right, listen, we come back. We have a lot to Hollywood speak.
So, what are you trying to say?
Hollywood! The meaning of this.
All right, here we go, people. Let's do a little Hollywood speak in the Academy of Motion Pictures, Arts, and Sciences.
Yes.
They voted to maintain its eligibility rules for the Oscars amid calls for a crackdown on the streaming services.
So what this is, Lori, is, they wanted people to be eligible for an Academy Award Best Picture. The thing that was brought to the Academy is that the movies had to play for more than 1 week.
Yeah.
And had to be like under the same constraints of other movie theaters that are sent to distributor that need a 3 months run, blah, blah, blah. And this is Roma. This is the impact of Roma,
Netflix.
The Netflix movie.
Mm-hmm.
So what the Academy Awards said is nope to you. We're going to continue how we did it this year to be eligible.
Every other year. I mean, it's always been this way. It's just got to run a week.
Yep.
In New York or LA.
Yep.
That's it.
And it has to have three, you have to be able to see it three times a day.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah. I'm okay with that.
That just seems like, a no-brainer. And the fact that they even had to take a vote on it after What's-His-Name Spielberg then goes and does a big deal with Netflix.
I know, and I couldn't even believe that.
That's the irony. Yep. Okay, Dr. Ruth, she was at the Playboy Club in New York on Monday talking to Page Six. And she's got an updated version of her book called Sex for Dummies.
Yes.
And so she was invited and she was asked about the dating scene. She said, I would not want to be young again to date in 2019. I did very well in my time. I say it loud and clear. I did very well. But it is too hard for girls right now. There is the lost art of conversation because everyone is on their phone. So there's a lot of lying and loneliness.
Mm-hmm.
In the dating world.
Donnie, will you do us a favor?
Mm-hmm. Be sexually aroused?
Yep.
Was that the favor?
Will you please contact her since there's a new edition of her book and see if
it's
we could ever get her on?
An updated chapter.
She wants to talk to us before the end.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know.
I'd love it.
I don't know. She said she just wouldn't want to have to go through modern dating. And I think there's people that are modern daters that are that age right now that wish they could have date in the old days.
Yeah, it's changed a lot.
It's made a lot of people lazy, too.
Oh.
Particularly men.
Yes.
Yes.
The hookup culture. They can get their needs fulfilled, but they don't have to do any of the work.
The dating, the courting, any of that.
Yeah. It's become easier, and women have let it, too.
Well,
I don't know that you had any choice.
So don't blame the women, Julia.
No, I'm just saying, what's your choice? I walked that path.
Okay, thank you. I totally did. Okay.
Rosie
O'Donnell, this is a story that we're getting from Ladies Who Punch.
Mm-hmm.
Late to the party, this story. But apparently...
But still giving us excerpts.
Rosie O'Donnell wanted to join the talk after Julie Chen left. Here's what Senadu said. Rosie O'Donnell isn't cheap. And she appeared as a guest host after Julie immediately left.
Oh, she did?
Uh-huh. And Carrie-Anne Inaba ultimately ended up taking that full-time seat. She tried it. She was open to moving to L.A. And
Here's anyway. My deal. Yeah. I think they've got six bodies there. Roseanne can't work with that many people.
Rosie?
I mean, yeah, Rosie. Rosie would struggle because she had a hard time with the four.
Yeah. There's just five on the talk.
Right. There's
the same
five.
Five and five. Five at the talk, five at the view.
Mm-hmm. Mm. I just don't see her doing it.
Yeah.
Well, I don't see her not flaring.
Well, she wanted a lot of money.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. Well, so she didn't get good. It.
Okay. Here we go. Denise Richards said this was on the show last night that it was hard co-parenting with Charlie Sheen.
Imagine that he was, you know, think mm-hmm. of when he was in his really nutty, nutty, nutty stages.
Yeah.
I bet it was hard.
Yeah.
I bet it was hard.
It was mm-hmm. hard watching Aaron, her new husband's face, fall when she told him that Charlie was to
reduce
the amount of child support, and he just looked crushed.
Oh. Okay, Lori, I was going to, seriously, thank you for bringing that uh-huh. up. He looked crushed.
Yeah, because he married her knowing she was getting 55 grand a month, and she voluntarily went to like 30 or 20. $20,000 a month.
Good point.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like Denise Richards.
Isn't she fun?
I like how her face moves on TV. I mean, really, there is something to be said.
She did give an interview and she said, I am the only one who doesn't do Botox. Yeah. And boy, am I ever noticing it? I'm the only one that has a face that moves
right.
on that show.
Yeah. It's she pretty really amazing. Is. She yeah. is.
Well, Donnie, we know you watch it over your shoulder.
I do.
Yeah.
Kind of forced to.
Yeah.
And Erica Girardi.
No, Erica is just a mean lady.
What's going on with that? I don't know, she's used to love her.
Well, I do like
her. They change over the
seasons. Perimenopause is what's happening to Erica Jane. She is in perimenopausal mode. And I recognize her ways about her. She's not feeling herself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you notice that?
Yeah, disconnected. Yep.
Kind of disconnected. Yep. And she's gotten thick around the waist and she probably isn't taking any progesterone and, you know, she's not on top of it and she's trying to, you know, anyway, she's been on very little this season. If you've
she
noticed.
Has been on very little.
I would not be surprised if Erica Jane Girardi
quits.
Maybe, but I don't know how much they get. I mean,
but she doesn't need the money.
Well,
she performs.
That's true. That's
she
true.
Does all of her other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I've got
here. I got one. This is Dionne Warwick related. Carol mm-hmm. Bayer Sager. She has set the record straight in her book and in other interviews. But it is about "That's What Friends Are For," the song, which yep. Carol Bayer Sager was one of the writers on that song. And she said the reason she wrote in her book about that song, "That's What Friends Are For," and all of the money was donated to AMFAR.
And this is "We Are the World."
No, "That's What Friends Are For." That
okay.
song.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
Donnie, find the song because Julia's.
I know
memory.
Which ones. We're smiling. Yeah. We're dying.
That's the one.
That's
Julia.
It.
I'm getting yes. it confused with "We Are the
yeah.
World."
Yes. So she said, "I was so tired that Dionne Warwick kept saying that it was her idea." Clive Davis wrote in his book that it was his idea. So I just thought I'd set the record straight and say it wouldn't even have been my idea if Elizabeth Taylor hadn't come down to the studio that day to hear Stevie Wonder put his voice on the song. And that's when the idea came to me that that song should be used, all the money going to AIDS research.
Right.
And she further goes on to say that Dionne Warwick said, "I don't want to do that. I just gave up all my money for "We Are the World," which there were like, what, 48 singers?
Yeah.
You know?
Wait, she was okay. upset because she had to give up her money? For
no,
the-
there's no one eat more evil and more gosh. Black inside and more corrosed.
Corrosive?
Yeah. She feels like a lead pipe with just all this corrosive junk in it is Dionne Warwick. She's a bitch.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's
and I don't
not
say
nice.
That a no, lot. I mean, but she is. Wow. One cold. Yeah.
And
hard.
Carol Bayer Sager also said that at a gala that they were doing for fundraising, even though, you know, she and Burt Bacharach broke, you know, divorced and everything, he asked her to come and sing. It was like a, you know, show in LA and okay. Dionne Warwick was in the front row and she said, I had to look at her, look at me, giving me the stink eye because I was singing with Bert and she wasn't.
That's because she dogged Bert.
Yeah.
And we learned that on a Sunday morning, CBS Sunday morning, about 2 months ago. She dogged Bert.
I know, the guy who gave her all his stuff.
She basically said, well, I got to the point where I didn't really need him anymore.
I didn't need him anymore.
And then when she quit doing his songs,
Nothing happened for her.
So anyway, just let the record know that that's what friends are for, the Amfar money. It was Carol Baker, they're very good friends with Elizabeth Taylor. It was her idea. Let's get everyone together, raise money.
Good to know.
Yeah.
I'm so glad, and I love that Clive Davis took...
He took credit, too.
It's unbelievable. I invented the Walkman, the waterproof Walkman, and Sony took credit for it.
I think I invented that thing you write on the water. You know, the one-man skidoo?
That was you.
Yeah, that was me. I demand.
That's called a jet ski.
That's right. Thank you. That's why I never got out with it. I couldn't ever come up with a name.
The one-man thing on water.
Yeah.
Why don't we let this take us to the top of the hour?
Fine.
Keep smiling.
Keep smiling.
Keep smiling.
You do have a great voice, Dion.
You can always count on me.
Oh, I love it. We'll be back.
That's what friends are for. For good times and bad times, I'll be on your side forevermore. That's what friends are for.
Did you know Nissan EVs have traveled 8 billion miles? Just a quick trip to Pluto and back. And what did we learn along the way? Well, that an EV can take on the world, like the Nissan Leaf. It can move racing forward and take your breath away, like the all-new Nissan Ariya. We learned to make EVs that electrify. 8 billion miles driven by Leaf owners globally since 2010. Ariya not yet available for purchase. Expected availability late fall, subject to change.